The words. The words. The words. Alien, you have spoken the words. You have spoken them rightly. We will explain to you about the Jinyari, our slave masters. The Taelo, our only friends, whom we exterminated. And our reasons why we cleanse the galaxy of all other sentient life. We have explained this before, over 20,000 years ago. Your words, why do you do this thing? Echo that ancient plea. You see, alien, we were a proud and mighty race, who were cruelly enslaved. For thousands of years we had no free will. We were nothing more than tools. Never again will anyone enslave our people. We cleanse the galaxy of such threats. We evolved on a hostile world, the descendants of solitary hunters. In a world where one species is the dominant killer, one's only threat is one's brother, one's sister, anyone of one species. Civilization did not come easily to us. We earned it. We mastered our hatreds and murderous desires to form a mighty culture. In those ancient days, there was no Kor-Ah or Kazerza, only the Urquan. We explored our world, and then the space beyond. Here we met the six races of the sentient milieu. Here we met the Taelo, the only species we ever called friend. Our association with the Taelo and the milieu lasted for 3,000 years. We, the Urquan, who could not tolerate the presence of others, became the milieu's scouts. Their solitary explorers. It was on a routine planetfall that one of our milieu scout ships first met the Jinyari, the creatures you know as our talking pets. But the Jinyari were different then. They were evilly intelligent, and wielded psychic powers to control the minds of others. They wanted to rule the universe. We had no choice but to give it to them. Our Urquan scout ships transported the Jinyari through the milieu. The war for dominance, such as it was quick and bloodless. Within weeks, the Jinyari controlled all races but one. The Taelo, of all the species we have met, only the Taelo did not trigger our instinctive territoriality. They were the only people we could stand with, or talk to, without the hunter inside us screaming, "Kill the interloper, rip out its life." We believe that the same factors that made the Taelo non-threatening to us, their unusual rock-like biology, also gave the Taelo natural immunity to the Jinyari's psychic compulsion. The Jinyari would not permit this. After they had conquered all six of the other races in the milieu, they commanded us to attack the Taelo. And we did. The Taelo would not fight back. They died for thousands of years. We were unthinking slaves to the Jinyari. Like the five other surviving races of the old milieu, we had no choice. The Jinyari's compulsion was too strong to resist. But the Jinyari were not satisfied with their slave races. The Yuli and the Drawl were inferior, they decided. And so they instructed us to incinerate their worlds. And we did. The Jinyari had a special liking for us, Urquan. So they began to tinker with our genes. To improve us, their favored slaves. Their efforts to split the Urquan into two sub-races. The Green Urquan. Fed scientists and bureaucrats, and the Black Urquan, their effectuators, the builders, the fighters, the doers. The Kor-Ah are the Black Urquan, the Kazerza are the Green. I grow tired of talking, alien, and your time grows short. I will continue for but a moment longer. When we discovered that intense pain could block the Jinyari's mental powers, we were able to destroy them, but it took years. Can you imagine, alien, what it must have been like to wear an excruciator? To live in endless screaming pain for months on end? No, you cannot. No, it is not. There is more you must hear. When the war was over, the great Khor Ahr rose from our ranks and declared the path of now and forever. We would cleanse the galaxy. No one would ever threaten the Urquan this way again. We had cleansed one of the three remaining meteor races and were in orbit around a second's home world. From the surface came a plea, identical to the words you spoke a few moments ago. The one-eyed creatures, the male gnome, asked so simply, so clearly, that we felt compelled to explain. While we did so, the Xerza appeared. They would not permit us to destroy, they said. Enslave, yes. Imprison, yes. But never destroy. The moment was tense. Someone opened fire. The first doctrinal war had begun. While we fought, the Mael Null escaped. We never found them again. When our battle was done, we, the Khor Ahr, were defeated. However, the Xerza let us go. We were exiled. We traveled through space. We built the strength of our battle fleets and continued our plan to cleanse threats from the galaxy for all Urquan. You have heard our words, and perhaps you understand us a bit better.